This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. So, yesterday we finished the dinim of Tfilas Hadarach and the two when you enter the Beis HaMedrash. When it comes to Tfilas Hadarach, we're still not clear. Maybe Rabbi Yeager will speak to his people about why Lamaisa, according to the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, if you travel one parsa, you need to say Tfilas Hadarach. And it doesn't matter how long the trip is. You don't need a 70-minute, 2-minute trip. Even if you're going on a train and you're just going to travel for 3 minutes, you have to say Tfilas Hadarach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. I don't think people, when they go on to take a train from Brooklyn to Manhattan, they say Tfilas Hadarach. Okay, then this morning, after davening, I said, wow, maybe I should be mekayim what we learned yesterday of saying the tefillah before you learn, you know. Yiratzayin, mofanecha, Hashem lekenim shalai kashol bar halacha. So what did I do? I said, look, I don't have a regular, so I have a really good, fully loaded sitter. And sure enough, right after davening, there's hanhagas halimud. And I'm learning all the Kabbalistic thoughts you should have when you learn. There's only one problem. There's one thing missing. The tefillah wasn't there. The tefillah wasn't even in the siddur. And I looked in other siddurim, and the tefillah was not in any of the siddurim. So I looked in front of my Gemara, and it wasn't there either. So I took out the Art Scroll Gemara, and I said, the tefillah. So I'm just pointing out, this tefillah, as obligatory as maybe the Mishnah Berurah says it is, you will not find it in your siddur. Maybe some siddurim have it, but it's not in the Maslik Midrash, and it's not in the Art Scroll. It's in the Art Scroll Gemara. It's in the Oiz V'Hadar Gemara. But, so, yeah. In any event, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. Din Smichas Geula L'Tfila. Juxtaposing Geula L'Tfila. But I did say it. Tzach Lismach Geula L'Tfila. You should juxtapose Gaal Yisrael to Tfila. V'la Yafsik Beinam. You should not interrupt between them. Afilu Ba'amein Acher Gaal Yisrael. Even by saying Amen after Gaal Yisrael. V'loi B'shem Pasuk. Not any Pasuk. Chutz Me Hashem Sifasai Tiftach. Ufi Yagit Tilasecha. Says the Holy Mishnah Berurah Tzarech Lismach Aval B'Musaf U'Mincha Mutar Lemer P'sukim Kodem Hashem Sifasai Tiftach. Musaf and Mincha, you could say P'sukim. What do we say? We say Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Leiloi Keinu. Now, so Musaf and Mincha, where we don't have to deal with Gaal Yisrael, so then you could say P'sukim there. Now, why do we say P'sukim there? The Torah says the minhag gets to say Kishem Hashem Ekra. Why? I don't know. Now, what if somebody forgot Yalav Yavai or during Shachris or Mariv, something else that he has to go back? Then, and he already finished his tefillah, and he has to say Hashem Sifasai, says Reb Chaim Knievsky, he could say Kishem Hashem Ekra. You hear this? On round two, you could say Kishem Hashem Ekra. I think this fits in well. But you're not being some Gula L'Tfila. So one way to look at it is, well, you blew it. You blew it. So since you blew it, you might as well, you could say the national anthem also. You know, so you could, not that there's any reason to sing that at that point. But maybe the other way to view it is, you already were Mekayim Samech Gula L'Tfila. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, when you have to daven again, it's not that you said Bracha L'Vatala, it was a Tfila, it's just not a Tfila that you're Yotzi in. Okay, so that is Reb Chaim. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah continues. You should not interrupt. The reason why you could say Avaloi Acher Kach, but not after Hashem Sifasai Tiftach. The Pasuk says Meklal Tefilhu. Part of the Tefila is Hashem Sifasai. Daha Mehai Time Anu Chalom Rosh Ben Gula Tefila. That's the reason you're allowed to say Hashem Sifasai between Gula and Tefila. The Kivan the Kavur Rabbanim the Tefila. Since the rabbis established it in the tefillah, yesh le din tefillah, it has a din of tefillah. Imkein ein lahafsik beinoi le tefillah shmona esrei, you should not interrupt between it and shmona esrei. So once you say Hashem Sefasai, you can no longer say Amen on Gaal Yisrael that you hear from the Shatz, even according to the Ramah that you do answer Gaal Yisrael. Beinehem vafilu b'shia ba'alma yoyisim mikdei dibur yeshuzar l'charchila. Even delay, even delay a little bit more than kedei dibur, you have to be careful l'chadchila kedei dibur hu kedei she'elas talmud l'rav. Afilu ba'amein, v'adin de kaddish u'kedusha in lanos. Likewise, you don't answer kaddish u'kedusha k'da el b'simin samich vav siftes. V'nakad amein mishim desham salak in yana shabirchas kriya shema. The reason why he picked amein is because there's a topic that's concluded with the berchas of kriya shema. B'hav amina, and I would have thought the yachal lanos amein afilu achar atzmai, that you could answer amein even after himself. Ukilakaman, meaning I would have thought you could answer Amen after your own bracha, like many Svardim do after Yishtabach or after Halel. Ukilakaman, Mesun Reish Tezvav, Sif Aleph, Kamash Malon, the Asr Misham Hefsik. The Chiddush is that it's Asr because of Hefsik. Vafil Achar Hashatz Layane, don't even answer after the Shatz. Veloy Bishum Pasuk, and not any other Pasuk. Va'afilu ba'arvis kodem tu shmanas, even by Mariv before shmanas, gamkein yesh lizaher baza. You should be careful with that. Okay, interesting. Over here, the Dershu brings down that what about the three steps? Are they a hefsik between gula l'tfila? He brings from the Tehillah l'David, no, they're l'tzarach tfila. And then he brings from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the three steps you take before you finish Gaal Yisrael. And after you finish Gaal Yisrael, then you take the three steps forward. You hear this? It's worthwhile to know, in case you might be davening Shmon Esri sometimes. It might be worthwhile to know how to do it. You take the three steps back before you say Gaal Yisrael, and after you say Gaal Yisrael, then you take the three steps forward. Okay, just thought you might want to know that. Fine.
But it's not people shiya ba'alma, you can't wait over there. Let's say, right, if you're Melech Shmoneh Esrei and you hear Kedusha, you're supposed to be quiet and listen, right?
Yeah.
So, but at that point, you're not allowed to do that. Right
after Gaal Yisrael, but at what point is it considered okay? I got my Gula now, the middle of Shema Esrei. Now I should stop. Is it? Oh, once I say Hashem Sivas, I
kiftach. Okay, now I can stop. They're saying Kedusha now.
L'chaira, once you said the word
Ado Hashem,
you're already Samech Gula L'Tfila. Now I would give this guy needs to take a course in logistics if that's what the guy did, you know. But
what do you mean? He's not allowed to slow. He's not allowed to stop before but Gaal Yisrael.
I mean, a little foresight, maybe, you know. Then to position himself where his Gaal Yisrael Hashem, and all of a sudden the Chazan started Kedusha.
Before Yisrael, then. I mean, if he sees Kedusha.
Yeah. 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 Maybe Tehillah. I think we had that before. He should stop by Tehillah Yisrael Elyon, right? Yeah. Before Gaal Yisrael, right? Yeah. Okay. You should be careful. What about the Psukim Baruch Hashem La'ilam and Yirei Neinu? That we're going to learn later on in Reshtam and Vav. That's also not a hefsik since they were Masakin to say it. Or Vishama Bnei Yisrael Sashabas. The Torah says not a hefsik. We say it in order to explain that if we keep the Shabbos, we don't need a Shmira, and it's also part of Geula. And all the psukim that we see on Yom Tov, Tiku, Kiba Yom Hazeh. Now, what about calling out the Saint Talumat Levracha and Yala V'Yavai? You want to call out. So, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Yitzayin Siv Katan Gimel and Siman Reish Tam Vav Siv Beis Sivkatan Zayin, that it's permitted to be machriz before Shemoneh Esrei Mariv, and it's not a hefsik, because since Mariv is a reshus, they were not mekabel on it this much that we don't call things out. You hear this? So even though in most shuls they won't do it, because the gabbai is afraid that, you know, that they'll put him in chirim or something, but it's not correct not to do it. You should do it.
In our shul we do it.
And in Rabbi Yeager's shul they also do it.
I do it.
You, 1 second, you're the gabbai?
Yeah.
You're the gabbai, very nice. Okay. Now, what if by Marav you accidentally started Kishem? Do you finish Hashem Ekra Havugad Elakenu or by Shachris? Rav Chaim Kiev says, by Marav, yeah, finish it up. By Shachris, stop in your tracks. So the din of Soma Gula Tfila by Marav is a little bit more lenient than by Shachris. Why? Because Marav is Rishus. I Tosa says we are Makabalit, but still, it's a Rishus Legabe these Pratim. Fine. Weiter.
Why do some skip by Shabbos Bishamru before Shemoneh Esrei?
Do they?
I dabbled in a shul that was a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, and they don't say Bishamru before Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos.
It's a nice Yisrael.
Nobody says it?
No.
So why?
Minagra.
I know it's Minagra. Why? What is it?
I guess there's some Indian of Hefsik.
But if it's Marav and it's more
cool,
then there should be more of a reason to say it.
Yeah, I hear. But look, you can't say Pitamak Torah then, as much as people would like to whip out their things and start saying, you know, different incantations. You can't just say whatever you want, you know. Okay. Weiter. Okay. The Rama continues. Hagav yesh oimrim shemutar lanois amen agal Yisrael. Some say you could answer amen to Gal Yisrael. V'chinoigen, that's the minog. So minog, brought as the Rama, is to answer amen to Gal Yisrael. V'yesh oimrim, some say, hadit sarach lismach gula l'tfila. This is very important. Hainodavka b'choil oi b'yamtif. The whole inyan of summer gula l'tfila, which will strengthen your question, Dr. Pinchas, is the only inyan of being Samagula Tefila. Where do we learn out Samagula Tefila? We learn it out from Yiu L'Ratzayin Imrei Fiv Hagyoin Libi L'Fanach Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali. That's the end of Yod Tes. And Perek Chaf begins Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So only on a Yom Tzara there's an inyan of being Samagula Tefila. But on Shabbos and Yom Tif there's no inyan of being Samagula Tefila. B'chlal, even by Shachris. Okay? Only during the week or Yom Tov. We're going to see Yom Tov is also a Yom Tzara because it's a Yom Hadin. Every Yom Tov is a Yom Hadin. Aval b'Shabbos ein Tzarach Perush, says Rama explains. The time of the being on Lismach Gula L'Tfil, the reason you need to juxtapose is the Chsev Yan Chashem B'Yom Tzara U'smechle Yu L'Ratzai Nim Refi V'Goy Mer V'Goy Ali B'Shabbos Lavs Man Tzara. Now, what's the reason that Yom Tov is? Well, Anias Daiti Nira Demashe Ein Came Be Yom Tov Who Mishum Shem Yimei Adin Kedetnan Be Mishnah Beis Parakama The Rosh Hashanah Ba Pesach Al Tfua. Each Yom Tov is a Yom Hadin. V'Toiv LaHachmir. It is correct to be Machmir to be Somegula Tefila even on Shabbos. Imloy B'Makom Shetzarch Lekach. Unless you need to. What does that mean? You need to. You need to means to answer Amen Yehishmei Rabbah. On a regular weekday, you cannot answer Amen Yehishmei Rabbah. On a Yom Tov, you cannot answer Amen Yehishmei Rabbah. On Shabbos, you can answer Amen Yehishmei Rabbah. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a Chiddush Nifla. You ready for this? That if, just by Mariv, if you come late to Mariv, what do? You start Shemoneh Esrei with them. And then you go back and daven the Berachas Krishma later. I don't yet to be Samech Gula L'Tfila? Yeah, Marav is not so chamor, right? It's only Rishus. So being Samech Gula Tefillah is not so important by Marav. So that's why when you come late to Marav, then you just start Shema Esrei and then you down Berachos Krishma. Could you do that Shachris? You can't do that Shachris. Could you do it on Shabbos? Rabbi Kiviger says yes. By the way, you know the rule is any day you learn Rabbi Kiviger is a good day. Just pointing that out. So Rabbi Kiviger says on Shabbos, yes, you could start Shema Esrei with the Tzibor and then daven after because you don't have to be so Gula Tefillah. But we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin like this, Rabbi Kiviger. I believe, right? We do not follow this, Rabbi Kiviger. But look at the Mishnah Berurah. Amen. The Rama says there are those who say you answer Amen. Avalo Amen Yehishmei Rabba Ukedusha Einai Mafsik. For Amen Yehishmei Rabba and Kedusha, you don't interrupt. Only for the Amen of Gaal Yisrael. The Amen Shaykh Labracha. Amen of Gaal Yisrael. It's not that it's more chamor than Amen Yehishmei Rabba, but it's Shaykh to the Bracha Vala Havah Hefsik. Masha Ein Kein Be'ilo. V'chein Noyagin. That's the Minhag to answer Amen. Hainu Achar HaChazen. After the Chazen Vala Yachar Atzmai. V'ayin Le'el V'sim Tzamach Vav B'haga V'mishna Brua Sham. That in order to be yoytzei all the deos, you should just try to finish together with the tzibur, and then you're not mechuyev to answer amen. Or you should just say Hashem svasai tiftach a little bit before the shliach tzibur. Lemaisa, Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Yashiv and Reb Henkin all say that the Chazan must say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael out loud, and it is not an acceptable custom to say the end of the bracha quietly. Yeah. Moreover, Reb Yashiv says if he doesn't say it out loud, it might not be like you're davening with a minyan. I know, yeah, I was expecting those looks. Okay, fine. So, and Rav Henkin said it was so important that he asked that it be announced at his Levaya, that you have to say the words Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael out loud. Okay, V'Shabbos, V'Yom Tov, Kivin D'Yom Zehav B'Shar Yom Im Yom Tzara. You ready for this? The reason why fundamentally Yom Tif is a Yom Tzara is even before the Rama Svara that it's a Yom Adin. The fundamental reason is because it's a Tuesday. Yom Tif is Tuesday. It happens to be this Tuesday is not a Yom Tzara, but fundamentally it's a Yom Tzara. Shach ve'gam ken apasik diyan chasham achar apasik yulurats and the Mayri Gula. But Shabbos is, then the Rama says that Shabbos is not as Mansar, Beis Yosef Cholek al Zeh. The Beis Yosef disagrees with the Ramah's interpretation of why we have to be Samech Gula L'Tefillah. That's not the reason. The reason is because of what Rashi brings in Masech Debrachos. The reason you have to be Samech Gula L'Tefillah is because when you knock on the door of a king, you better ask what you need right away. You don't knock on the door of the king and the king says, yeah, what can I help you with? Well, how are you? Everything's good, king? Yeah, what's new? How are the kids? No, when you knock on the door and the king answers, get down to ask what you want right away. Don't drain him a cup. So when you say, Goal Yisrael, you're banging on the king's door. He's opening up. You better start get down to business right away. Okay? That's the reason, the main reason for Goal Yisrael, and that applies for Shabbos also. V'abes Yosef Cholek al Zeh, Usfir Olei, Dahu Kras Smach Ba'alma. The juxtaposition of Yan Hashem to Yom Tzara is just a Asmachta, ve'ikar smichas gula tefillah midirei chachamim. It's from the sages Shadimu Yurches Brachas Achar Brachas Gula La'ayavei Shamelach. They compare the 18 brachas of Shemana Esrei to someone who loves the king. Shabav Adafak al Pesach Amelach. He knocked on the king's door. V'yatz Amelach l'krasa, the king came out to greet him. Vim Royeyu Amelach Shehiflik V'halach Lai. If the king, when he answers the door, sees the guy's on his phone taking another call, he's going to slam the door on his face. Afu maflig, the king's gonna go away. V'shavena miskarvei love, he's not gonna come close to him. Kishachozer v'doyfik. Kachu b'mafsik ben gula l'tefila. V'alkein kasev Rama. Therefore, the Rama says v'toyv lahachmir to be some gula l'tefila, unless you need to. What does that mean? You need to. Hainu demutolanis amen yeshme rabba kedusha baruchu. On Shabbos, you're allowed to answer amen yeshme rabba. You're allowed to answer kedusha. You're allowed to answer baruchu. Bein gula letfila de Shabbos af b'shachris. Ken kosu el yarabba prima gadam shamat zibar va'ayim biber alacha. By the way, the Shari Tshuva is not makel like this svara of that Shabbos is more lenient. Rabbi Kiva Eger is mesupik. If you came late to shul and they're davening Shemona Esrei, could you start davening with them? And Rabbi Kiva Eger has it said you could, because being summer gula tefillah is not so chomer on Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.